And you're very welcome to Highland Radio Sunday Sport. Well, I'm delighted to say I'm joined on the line by John Kelly from the Finn Valley AC, and what's been an exceptional year for John, who notably breaking the Ulster and Donegal record for throwing the shot put at 1862 metre. It was a fantastic stance by John, and well, John, I'm delighted to say you were named Donegal Senior Athlete of the Year. How did that feel?
Thank you very much, Paul. Thank you for having me. It's honestly a great achievement having myself to be named the best athlete in the county. It's kind of it's nice to be recognised for the achievements of the year, especially the year that we've had. So it's been very nice to get an award to commemorate us and to remember the year I've had. So very happy.
And a very minority sport, would it be fair to say, within the county, the shot put? It's not county-wide, would it be, John?
No, I don't think it would be country-wide either, Paul, to be honest with you. I'd say it's pretty small now. It's pretty small known around the, and even around the world, let alone the country. So, again, I get stuck into it, which kind of a hard choice in itself, especially when you got the big sports kind of pulling all athletes from all areas.
And talk us through, how did you ever get involved? Because I know your brother's involved as well, and he's very successful in his own right. And we'll come back to the competitiveness within the family. But how did you come about the sport?
To be honest with you, it was my dad. My dad was an athlete in the 80s, and I tortured his head for years to kind of get into the sport. And there was a shot put line in our garage attic. And I think around the age of 12, we had a barbecue one night, and I said, Dad, let me throw. After years, I finally wore him down. So he gave me a couple of throws and said, right, this guy's never going to be any good. I'm not going to waste my time with him. So I think I kept plaguing away at him and kept plaguing him. And eventually, well, through his hard work and through the team he built around me and my family kind of persevering, I've got to the stage I've got now, 12 years later. So it's been a long, long journey, but we got there in the end. Well, we're getting there, hopefully. I don't know if I've got there yet. No promised land yet.
But, John, suppose there's been a big move for you over the last couple of months. You've moved out to Sweden. They're full-time now?
They're full-time now. I made the choice. I've been going to Sweden to compete for the last few years, especially in the summer season. There's a big following over here. There's a lot of support. There's more of a nationwide interested in athletics, and it's a bigger sport over here. So I've kind of pushed myself over here to further my development and to further my kind of chance of getting to bigger stages and bigger competitions. So after the summer, especially with the COVID situation in Sweden, well, they're a bit more liberal, I think, than ourselves back home. I went over and I competed, and I said, you know what, if I'm here all the time, I may as well stay here all the time. So I made the move, and I haven't looked back since. You miss your home comforts, but you get used to it after a while. A couple of flights back and forth.
And John, it seems to be working for you, because looking on your career this year, it's been phenomenal. Some of the stuff you've achieved: under national champion, outdoor national championship. You broke the 20 metre in training, also the Donegal, the Ulster, and the Finn Valley shot put record as well. It's just been off the scale, some of the stuff you've been doing.
To say I set the goal to look at records every year would be, I don't, to be honest with you. I kind of look at myself and see how I can push myself and develop myself, and everything else has kind of come second place. I like to think of them as kind of one achievements myself. I like putting the hard yard in, and then if you put the hard yard in, then it speaks for itself almost. So far, so good. I think it's always nice to have a record to commemorate something. To kind of, as I say, records are made to be broken, and to kind of keep pushing that up every year and hopefully raise the standard even within our nation. That can be a good thing. Maybe it'll inspire somebody else to pick up the ball and throw it, or even in another event in athletics, to kind of give it a go, to show we don't have to be at home, we can travel, we can move around the sport and kind of persevere and keep pushing.
And where does that desire come from, John, to keep getting better, to getting up, doing the training, to continually, ongoingly try and improve all the time? Where does that come from?
Honestly, it comes to my mum and my dad. They've kind of been a driving force in my career, and they've kind of pushed me along the way. They've put good obstacles in my way, and they've kind of helped me break them down and open new doors to me. And athletics has kind of opened a lot of doors internationally for me, and I got to meet some great people around the world and get into some good training environments and good competing environments. And that's kind of, it keeps you motivated to kind of beat the guy ahead of you, kind of chase him, grab a coattail, and keep chasing him. The desire to kind of, the dream would be the Olympics, but we can't talk about it as an immediate goal right now. It's kind of working towards it. It might not never happen, but it's grabbing that dream with hands and kind of going for it. And I'd rather look back at the end of the career and say, you know what, I went for it in a field and saying I didn't go for it and look back in anger, as they say. There's a way to say it anyway.
And it's something when we noticed about, you know, each week I'm getting information from Patsy McGonigal that John Kelly, he's broken another record today, Porrig. And you obviously think, you know, where can you go? And you've touched on it there, and I suppose you're not dancing around it, but the Olympics is your goal, John.
Yeah, I suppose there's no point beating around the bush, Porrig. It's kind of, you may as well say it as it is. Some people might look and go, "Huck, this guy, he's living on a whimmer, he's living on a dream." But for me, that's my dream. I'd rather go for it. I'd rather say I went for it. And they have the team behind me, like for Finn Valley, and they've always been tremendous over the years. 12 years in Finn Valley now, and I can definitely say I'll be seeing it my rest of my career in Finn Valley. And they've been a good push. Patsy himself has kind of always had me backing, and he's always kind of gave me the kick up the backside when I needed it. it's definitely been a challenge along the way, and there's been a lot to break down. Every year, I suppose, you have new challenges and you have to adapt and you have to become a bigger person, a better person, both professionally and personally. So it's kind of, it's hoping that I can make the next changes for next year and hopefully take the ball a bit farther out of the sector, into the pits. So hopefully we can get a bit more yards or meters on them records next year. Fingers crossed.
And we have to mention your other sibling as well, I suppose. It was back in August there, yourself and James finished on the podium in the National Athletes Championships in Morton in the stadium. How does it fare in the Kelly household when both of you are competing against each other?
I think, to be honest with you, we're always competing. We can't even play a game of cards in our house without not competing. There's not even a cup of tea to sport about. It's not measured against the other, to be honest with you. That's always kind of a good kind of push, and that kind of mentality is kind of carried across in the young age, even in other sports like football and Gaelic, and when we're doing other sports when we're kids. So it's always kind of been there, that kind of mentality, to kind of, if you're going to do something, give it your all and give it your best, and then you can have no regrets. So to have that, it's good. And to see James developing behind me, and hopefully he can beat me, and hopefully he can go further than I ever could. It's something I kind of always want. Suppose it's always hard to kind of say you want someone to beat you, but when it's family and it's your brother, then that's something you think you can learn to live with.
Yeah, and obviously you're paving the way for him as well.
I suppose the mistakes I make, hopefully he can learn from them. It's up to him to learn from them, but he's doing a good job so far. He's thrown further than I threw at that age, and he's chasing me, which is good. So it gives me the moxie, as they say, to kind of drive forward myself and to kind of be ambitious and kind of move towards the 20-meter barrier and kind of move over consistently and put myself as a big name player around the world. So that's something I want to be a world beater, to kind of take this kind of the next level. So we've made the move this week, as we say, and we're making that move to the next level and kind of going competitions around Europe and around the world. So it's kind of that's a good thing. I'd rather come last somewhere than win a medal, as they say. For me, if I came last and I throw fire, that's good for me. it's looking to develop myself to the best I can be.
And that 20-meter barrier, you've done it at training, obviously, and is it starting to be becoming more within your sights?
It is, to be honest, Park. I've kind of strived everything towards it now, and kind of having the goal towards it that within the next couple of years, hopefully I can get over it consistently and kind of be there. As they say, the word is shot put. I'm still only a pup. Yes, I'm still 24, and they don't tend to hit a peak until 28 to 32. That tends to be the fact. It tends to be the standard way. You get that old man strength, but I'm only a young boy yet. as much as I want to think I'm a man sometimes,
yeah.
I think we'll get there yet.
You've plenty of time. It's just not the shot put of career, the discus, the javelin and the hammer as well. You throw them too, John?
I do indeed. Well, to be honest with you, the discus was kind of a bit of fun this year. I've seen a record I want to take. My training partner Gavin was going for it, so me and him kind of going back and forth the last few years, me, Gavin and James, and then we were kind of pushing towards it, and I said, you know what, there's competition in Sweden, I'll give it a go, and that was parts of the ticket. But Gavin, he took it a week later, so I didn't have that glory for long. So it was kind of a good push, and then that week too, I was kind of very fortunate. I got the Irish record in Castorama, which is all four events, so the furthest, it's the best anyone, the highest anyone's went before, so it's kind of good if I keep moving that up every year. And I broke the 3,000-point barrier, so I got 18 in the shot, and I got but 47 with discus. I went over 53 in the hammer, and I went 45 in the javelin. There's some of them, and I don't think I'd be out and out javelin thrower anymore or a discus thrower. I think those days are behind me, but it's still fun to kind of dabble every so often and kind of keep in touch. And as I say, just not be a master of all, but a jack of all. But I think my sights are pretty set on shot put, as they say.
Yeah, and suppose that gives you that focus. Just one sport, that's it. That's what I've got to aim for. And sharpens up your focus towards that.
Of course, yeah. It pushes you in that direction. So it does. But it's nice to get that cross-training every so often, kind of keep in touch. It kind of relives childhood memories, as they say. But I think childhood memories are a thing of the past these days if we're looking to go to the next level.
And Finn Valley as a club, you've indicated as well, also about your teammate, Gavin McLaughlin, you know, during the championships in Morton this year. Of course, he scored, he threw a 15-29, which isn't bad, finished fourth as well. So the club's progressing quite nicely also in that sport.
Definitely so, Park. It's kind of to say all three of them would have been good for the Donegal record before it was taken back six years ago, so it was. So it's kind of encouraging to see three men over the 50-feet barrier. Gavin was unfortunate not to get a medal, but hopefully he can put the head down and over winter and kind of push towards that indoor season. And it'll be good to see. It's kind of, I suppose it's the hardest thing, leaving the training partners behind in Ireland, to kind of move in the new training group over here in Sweden. So I've been kind of blessed in that aspect to kind of hit the ground running, as they say, and kind of blend in with the group and be chasing tails, as they say.
And describe the Swedish life for us. How does it differentiate from the Irish culture and, you know, the way we are over here?
Well, I'll tell you one thing. It's the longer a plate of potatoes in the morning, or a plate of potatoes for lunch, or you must, and the gravy, it's a bit different. And I wouldn't go ABBA and IKEA and Swedish meatballs in it, but I don't have a difference, isn't there? I think the biggest one being the language barrier. As you say, my accent's pretty Donegal, and picking up a few words over here isn't the easiest, as they say. I think I'm stuck to talk, which means thanks, and hey no, which is goodbye. So that seems to be the best I've gotten so far. Hopefully we can broaden them horizons. But no, it's definitely been good. It's been a change. It's been something to adapt to. It's been a new kind of obstacle in life, and it's been nice. So hopefully I'll be here for a few years, and I can drive towards what I need to drive, and I can blend in. Now, I don't think I'll be coming to Sweden anytime soon. I don't think there are too many redheads over here, but there could be.
There might be a few more, and I suppose your girlfriend's out here as well, John. It has to help also.
She helps. She's been a tremendous help over here. So she's kind of helped bring me into the Swedish lifestyle a wee bit now, but I don't think you'll get me changed too quickly. I might be a bit stubborn when it comes to that, but no, we're getting there. I'll keep in touch with the Afghilig every so often, but I'm teaching her a couple of pakla, and she's teaching me a couple of words over here, so that seems the way it is. So that's nice. I've moved over here. Everything's moved over here, from work to the culture, having the girlfriend over here, the training group, so that's good. Most of the training groups are actually Norwegian or Swedish, so I suppose the two of them kind of go hand in hand. So I have a good training partner over here in Marcus Thompson, so it's a good push. Himself is a 21-meter thrower, so to have that kind of drive is pretty good.
And before I let you go, John, obviously the training facilities is something you've mentioned to me that is blowing you away. It's absolutely fantastic, the level that you have over there.
Yeah. Oh, it's second to none, as they say. It's amazing. I think it's a big difference now. Occasionally, I will miss my home comforts with my father and my mother. They help all the facilities that I trained them back in Ireland over the years. And Finn Valley did a good job too in assisting me. We were all thrown in a thrown in the potato shed for 8 years, and it didn't do me any harm now to say that. Now, you know, it was indicative of my development. The gym we had was the home gym we built in the garage, and the one in Finn Valley. So it was pretty good. It was kind of good to have that diversity back home, but now it's kind of, it's based around the High Performance Center here in Växjö in Sweden, so it's kind of a good push. So to kind of be in that atmosphere and to not worry about things and to have the group around you.
Well, look, John, we could speak to you for another half hour or so, but I'm conscious of your time. And thanks for joining us here on Highland Radio Sunday Sports, and best of luck for the rest of the year ahead, and we'll hopefully speak to you very soon.
Mark, thank you very much for your time. I really appreciate it. Thank you very much, and I wish everybody else the best back home.